CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hariniuk.
Today I'm here with Chris Baker, the pedestrian and cycling planner, Public Works of the City of Winnipeg. And we're talking about the study and consultation about the East Fork Erie walkway and cycling. So can you tell us a little bit about why you decided to have that one area revamped?
Well, the East Fork Erie Pedestrian and Cycling Study is to understand people's walking and cycling habit and potential issues or barriers that they might have to walking and cycling in that neighborhood.
Do you get a lot of feedback from residents in the area?
Tuesday night, we had a community workshop, the Fork Erie Community Center. We had over 70 people attend who we asked them about their cycling habits, walking and cycling habits, and any issues or barriers that they might have. So we were able to record their feedback, which will help inform the study's recommendations.
Where did the idea come from for having this study and area revamp?
This study builds on work that the University of Manitoba and Green Action Center did in 2014, where they partnered and, with support from the city, engaged the community on walking and cycling issues in the neighborhood. So this is now a city-led initiative to follow that up and ensure we got it right.
People wanted to join in more since they missed the Tuesday consultation. Where can they get involved and have their say about this area?
We have a project website, which includes a online survey, winnipeg.ca/walkbikeprojects. The online survey is live until October 18th, and it addresses a lot of the same issues and questions that were discussed at the community workshop on Tuesday. So if people didn't have a chance to attend, can feedback at the website.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.